Welcome back to the morning show. It's Eric McElroy and, of course, your morning drive and morning commute driven by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. Yesterday, we were able to talk with John Reap. Of course, he's going to be at the PAC this coming Saturday, but he is not alone. Joining him at the Performing Arts Center at Kent State University will be this lady, the winner of the American Comedy Awards Stand-Up Comic of the Year. Also, she's appeared on CMT, MTV, Oprah. Yeah, I said Oprah. Also, a guest commentator on CBS Sunday Morning, and the list goes on and on, her resume. It's Miss Etta May. Etta, how are you this morning?
I am great. How are you doing, Eric?
Listen, fantastic. Now, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're a busy gal. The polyester princess, Etta May, joining us live right now. I mentioned I talked to John yesterday. He wanted he wanted me through from him through me to send you his best. So,
I tell you what, the great thing about John Reap is who you see on stage is the great guy backstage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you guys have worked together before, haven't you?
Oh yeah.
Good
we
stuff.
Have. In fact, I have his baby. So we might have to have a little talk too in the dressing room, but it was over 9 months ago. So anyway,
unbeknownst to him, maybe, but yeah, you may have to bring that up. You go. I think I have his phone number if you have a hard time getting in touch with him there, Etta May.
I appreciate that.
No problem, dear.
Running.
Yeah. He's hard to get a hold of. Hey, we're in the new year, obviously, 2019. Are you a type of gal to have any New Year's resolutions or anything?
Well, I have unique New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
I'm not going to try to lose weight anymore. I mean, that's the big resolution.
Yeah, who cares, right?
I'm going to lose weight because I'm a big girl. You know you're getting fat when you sit in your bathtub and the water in the toilet rises. Okay? I'm not petite. But here's my New Year's resolution. I'm not going to try to lose weight anymore. I'm just going to go get fatter friends.
There you go. That will make you look skinnier. I get it.
Right. Well, I mean, that way when you go out honky-tonking and having, partying, you can say, well, I ain't no size 2, but at least I'm not Janice.
Poor Janice. She always gets a bad rap. It's
poor Janice. Everybody needs a Janice in their life. Go find your Janice.
Oh, it's Etta May. You can always see more at ettamay.com. Listen, Etta, you've been around a while. How in the heck did you even get started in this whole line of work, stand-up comedy?
When you get fired a lot, it kind of pushes you towards areas of your life that you're good at, and talking and jawing and telling stories and stuff. That's what I was good at. So basically it was unemployment.
Right.
That pushed me to my career.
You know what? That's something we can relate to because similar story. That's what kind of forced me into my radio career. So there you go, Etta May.
Oh my goodness.
Same career path. Yeah. I've had a lot of bad jobs back in the day. Dead end jobs. If you, worst job ever. Do you have one?
Oh, hands down, school bus driver. I was a school bus driver, and I learned my own techniques on how to handle children because they're unruly on a school bus. So every morning I would just armor all the seats.
That's what you got to do. Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. So they and then touch the brakes all the way to school.
It's a slip and slide all the way for those children.
Right. I kind of feel like it's hard to start a fight with the kid in front of you when you're just holding on for dear life.
Exactly. With Etta May at the wheel, or we're just hanging on.
Well, I had to quit that job because, they put cameras on the bus.
That's a problem. That became an issue, yeah.
Well, no, it just became harder and harder to hide the cooler. technology, putting people out of work.
It's a good thing, but yet it can be a bad thing every now and again. It's our friend Etta May, who will be teaming up with John Reap at the Performing Arts Center this Saturday. Get your tickets now. Go to their website or stop by their box office. Give them a call to stop in and see David Mitchell. Get your tickets now. Hey, Etta Mae, you've been doing it a while. How do you continue to come up with new material? We all know Donald Trump is gold right now. Anything Trump-related is gold. But how do you keep refreshing your stuff and keep it new?
Well, you see, I have four kids and a husband.
That's so all. Say no more.
I just wait for them to do something stupid and I write it down. So I will work the rest of my life.
Oh, my goodness. It's funny you say write it down. I'm in that same boat. I have to write stuff down or I write stuff down for the show all the time or I will forget it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or I'm really deep into the walk into a room to get something and forget why I'm there.
What the hell did I come in here for exactly? I only do that four or five times a day. I don't know what that's a sign of, but we'll see later on down the road. Hey, listen, yeah. The box wine and gas station chicken tour. How's that been going for you? I know you're touring nonstop, but that tour in particular, has that kicked off yet? And or no?
It is great. I do a lot of different subjects than I normally do. Like, a friend of mine took me to a day spa, and I got my feet did. that turned out to be kind of a cluster. So there's a lot of different things on this, a lot of different stories. Places that I've gone that I shouldn't have gone, and people have really been receptive to it and have loved the new material. So I wrote a whole new show, so it's been fun, and you'll get to see some of those stories at Kent State.
Yes, y'all, we can't wait. Dubbed as the Polyester Princess, and she will be gracing us with her presence, her and John Reap on Saturday at the Performing Arts Center. I mean, I just look at Etta Mae. I mean, I see you've worked with ABC, NBC, CBS, Showtime, Columbia Pictures. Nice long resume. Even a number of comedy albums and DVDs out there too. All available at ettamae.com. Listen, you're honest. You're relatable. What are some other things maybe we can expect for folks who are unfamiliar with your work, or if someone's never been on YouTube before in 2019 and seen some of your stuff, what can we expect from you?
Really, it's more of a public service announcement I'm doing. because when you walk out of one of my shows, you feel a whole lot better about your life. Because I don't care how bad your life is. I don't care if you're not getting a check from the government, but you can walk out of there and go, honey, at least we're not at a May.
An uplifting show is what we'll...
I am an inspiration.
Yeah, that's what we'll categorize that as, indeed. Hey, yeah. Tell us about your friends, the Southern Fried Chicks. You guys will be hitting the road soon again, too, won't you?
Yes. And that's a blast. That show is fun because it's three female headliners.
Yes.
And we love touring together. It's not a cat fight like people think it is. And we make each other laugh. And that's what's fun working with other comics. Is the stuff that goes on backstage. We just get to giggling and it's like being a kid again.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you aren't aware, folks, Etta Mae, she headlines the hugely and wildly successful Southern Fried Chicks. You can find their website or just go to ettamae.com to find out where they're going to be in a city near you. We all know where you're going to be, my dear, of course, this Saturday at the Performing Arts Center. Right, basically in our backyard here in New Philadelphia, and we're happy to have yourself and John Reap live, and we're looking forward to it, Etta Mae. Thank you so much for taking time out. I know you're busy. Safe travels. I know you're basically going halfway across the country before you make your way into Ohio, so be safe out there, okay?
All right, buddy. You too. Hey, pray for no snow.
Yeah, listen, we've been lucky so far, Etta. We've been lucky so far, so hopefully it stretches into the weekend for you. I'll be praying for you.
All right, man.
And I'll be praying for that baby that John Reap doesn't know about either yet, so.
Yeah, a little redheaded. A
little redheaded baby with those glasses
on.
What's
up with this, Reap? What is up with this?
It's Etta May.
Ain't no redheads in my family, Reap.
it won't be hard for him to know it's his, I'll tell you that.
Okay, one of these things is not like the other, Reap.
Exactly. What is different? What is different here? Exactly. Hey, Etta, again, thank you. It's EttaMae.com, but you can see her live at the Performing Arts Center this Saturday. Etta, thank you so much, my dear.
Thank you, Eric. See you later.